USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he has no plans to extend the CDC's Stop the Spread guidelines.
They'll be fading out because now the governors are doing it and they're explaining what they're doing, and I am very much in favor of what they're doing. They're getting it going.
The 30-day guidelines are set to expire this week. Now, Vice President Mike Pence does say, though, that states are using the CDC suggestions to reopen businesses.
The current guidelines, I think you can say, are very much incorporated in the guidance that we're giving states to open up America again.
Republican members of Congress say firearms-related industries and other businesses, such as coal, gas, and oil, are at risk of being denied small business loans. The GOP senators are asking members of the Trump administration what efforts the SBA has to ensure the loans are prioritized in an unbiased manner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. So again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information, and when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A change of course regarding the House of Representatives. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House not returning to Capitol Hill next week now as originally planned. As Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, the Capitol physician has warned against it. The U.S. Senate is still, as of now, scheduled to return to session on Monday.
One of the things lawmakers in Washington, D.C. will be working on is a possible Phase 4 plan that could include bailing out states and cities that were impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. According to Republican Senator from Delaware, Chris Coons, it's the right thing to do.
Something that we fought for and was not in this package was assistance to local governments and states. What that really means is keeping employed folks who are police officers, paramedics, first responders, teachers, public health officials.
The senator speaking on Fox News, and Senate will be in session starting Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As many small businesses feel the financial crunch during the coronavirus pandemic, they're reaching out for loans. The PPP loan is a popular loan program set up by the SBA to help business owners. But according to financial expert Chris Hogan, you need to certainly pay attention to that loan and read through all the provisions regarding what's a loan and what's a grant.
America, we are resilient, we are tough, and small business is the backbone of our economy. I think it's going to take leaders that are really focused and understanding where they are, and it's going to require a lot of them to make some tough decisions. Looking at this program, the SBA is used to processing $25 billion in loans each year, and all of a sudden now we're talking and tasking them with being in charge of $300-plus billion. You have applications that have been inside the system that haven't moved. You're hearing about companies that are getting the money that don't need it. The Los Angeles Lakers are returning $4.6 million back. They never should have gotten that money to begin with. And so I'm just encouraging business owners out there to really take a hard look at their business and don't be scared of making tough decisions. I'm most fearful about this program under the quote-unquote grant. Bill, you know, I've seen a lot of grants and I've never seen a grant that has an interest rate. You and I both know that that's what a loan has. And so I'm fearful for businesses who are struggling right now, who are going to take on millions of dollars of debt that may have to be repaid at some point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.